This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Tuesday as we have items sent to us from the Park County Sheriff's Office covering activity going back to last week. They include animal call, lane 13 and a half. RP states below listed person's cows are in his field. Disposition, assistance given. Already ate the food in his field, so he's sending them off to the neighbors. So it's cheaper that way. Trespass complaint, lane 11 and a half. RP says the listed truck is trespassing on his friend's property. Disposition, assistance given. Can't go arrest a truck, though. So, must be a person, I'm guessing. Animal call other, lane 11 and a half. RP states there's a horse hung up in the barbed wire so bad that it's upside down.
Ah!
Disposition canceled. It got out. So, it straightened itself out. So, when animals go doe. Oh, doe! Disturbance, Mustang Lane. RP calling in that a subject is being belligerent. Disposition, see case.
That guy.
Must have been the drinking hour at 6:40 at night. Yep. During COVID times, it's all the hours now.
So. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Trespass complaint, lane 9. RP says people are trespassing on her property. She has it on tape, so that must be a videotape. Wow. I got it on my camcorder, which I transferred into a VCR.
I was going to say, tape's hard to come by anymore.
Yeah, it is. Miscellaneous assistance, Polly Road. RP states he found a bullet hole in his cargo trailer. That's a deputy to look at it. Disposition, CK. So the deputy comes down. Yep, it's a bullet hole.
It's a hole, all right.
There you go.
Wonder what kind of tag you need for that.
Yeah. Trespass complaint, Irma Flats. RP wants someone trespass from the property. Disposition unable to assist. So he couldn't name the witch someone. Just anybody.
One guy.
Yeah, anybody trespass. Theft lane 11. RP states her mailbox was stolen. Disposition, see case. Whole box.
Huh.
Yeah. Weird. Not just run over or hit with a bat. They stole the entire box.
Man, look at that mailbox. That's nice.
Yeah. Theft. Highway 295, RP states someone has been through all the cabinets inside. A sound system is missing. Disposition, see case. Now, that's a burglary. That's that's a definition of that. Okay. Let's see. Abandoned vehicle on County Road 8WC in Clark. RP states there's a white pickup truck with no plates for a few days. Like deputy to check it out. Disposition, CK. So people just dropping off vehicles still. So, nice, sweet pickup truck. Just leave it. I don't want it anywhere. So miscellaneous assistance, County Road 2AC, controlled burn, very large black plumes of smoke. Disposition, informational. So, yeah, it's a controlled burn. We don't need to call the sheriffs when we know it's already there.
Well, I just wanted you to have the latest gossip.
It's on the burn board, which is really hot, so don't touch it. Miscellaneous assistance, Crandall Park Lane. RP says utility markers have been taken. Disposition, CK. I think those are just the little tiny metal with little flags on it.
Yeah, the little flags.
Yeah, so somebody took them. So, theft, lane 11. RP says his mailbox is missing. The entire post. Disposition, CK. So somebody just collecting people's mailboxes.
How weird is that?
I don't understand. Unless they're really sweet mailboxes, you know. You get some that, pretty elaborate. I saw one the other day. It looked like a pickup truck. It was pretty cool.
Well, maybe he's planning on opening his own mailbox museum.
Yeah, there you go. Come on by and look. Most of these have been stolen.
Hey, that's mine.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal call other, Nez Pierce Drive. RP says there's a horse in his pasture that doesn't belong to him. Disposition informational. Went out and counted. 1, 2, 3. Four? Four?
When did I get four?
Where did you come? Let's see. A traffic complaint, road 12. RP wants to talk to a deputy about someone driving fast over by his house every morning. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Driving so fast they can't see me shaking my fist at them. They're too fast. Warrants. Miscellaneous assistance on County Road 6GV. RP is receiving letters from an unknown person. Disposition. See, case. If you're an unknown person, you don't put any name in the return.
Yeah.
What's your name? Unknown. I'm unknown. Threats, Road 8. RP was threatened by text by the added individual. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So they go and they see where the phone number was from, and then the deputy calls up and says, hey, you're not anonymous. Okay. So
what?
But I don't remember sending that. Yes, and, you did.
And that's just lazy. I mean, the old days to harass somebody, you actually had to get out of your chair, get into your car.
Oh, threaten somebody.
Now just get those thumbs going.
Yeah, I'm going to threaten somebody, but I don't want to put pants on. So.
Say, that is threatening.
Miscellaneous assistance, Road 12. Arpid like speak to deputy regarding a suspicious vehicle that turned around in his driveway and drove away. Disposition, unable to assist. So, which meant that the dispatch said, well, he drove away.
Problem solved.
It was just turning around. So. But I was peeking through my carton, and he drove it. Then he turned around and laughed. So what do you want us to do?
Tase him.
Go arrest everybody on the highway. Theft occurring at Hastings Horseshoe. RP says someone broke into a storage unit. 4 new tires were stolen. Oh. Disposition. See case. Usually somebody knows that there were 4 new tires in there.
Yeah, so. And just happens to need those same sizes.
Yeah. Theft on Henry Road, road signs and posts taken. Speed limit sign was put up by the Henry Road Committee.
What?
How do you get on that committee? Disposition. See, I bet you got to live on Henry Road to be on their committee. Right? You can't be it on Cheyenne Street. So.
Well, I'm going to just organize a Cheyenne Street Committee.
Well, there you go.
And I'm not going to waste time with my own road signs. I'm putting in a toll booth.
I didn't know that you can put up signs out in the county, you know, this posted speed limit sign.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, except, it's the division of power. You get, the county officials. But then you got the Henry Road Committee, which is... elected officials there. So.
Pretty powerful lobby. Yeah. Be careful.
fraud related. Gloria Lane. RP was scammed out of money. I'd like to speak to the deputy. Disposition assistance given. The scammers are out, Russ. They are trying to get their... if they don't get their Christmas, their quota for Christmas time, they get tasered. And so they've got to scam. And there's a poster in their room. Have you scammed somebody today?
Yeah.
You know? So watch out. Stop answering your phone from suspicious numbers.
I don't.
No.
And we've talked about this many times. If they're not in my address book, hey, let it go to voicemail. Yeah.
And if you get a weird thing that pops up on your computer saying, call this number, don't call it. Okay.
Click this button.
Do not click.
No.
Okay. Stay away from clicking. So, let's see. Traffic complaint. County Road 1XG. Never heard of that one.
Wow, that must be way out there.
Yeah. RP says there's a vehicle with heavy passenger side damage that may be heading our direction from Carbon County, Montana. The vehicle hit a home and is driving south on Highway 310. Disposition unable to locate. That's usually the car I'm behind. Can't pass. Doing 40 because he hit a house. Car 10 county plates.
That's some pretty special driving.
Yeah,
too.
Well, that's...
I had a house. It jumped out in front of me.
Yeah, that's 10 county people, Russ. Mm-hmm. So up in Montana, you never know what they're going to do up there. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Traffic. Miscellaneous assistance on Valley Road. In Matizzi, RP says she wants to talk to a deputy. Disposition, see case. That's the first Matizzi call that we got.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, either people are slowing down finally, or This guy's busy elsewhere.
He was on vacation or something. Yeah, so yeah. Went out hunting or something. Mm-hmm. You don't know. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they sell plenty of locks for your mailboxes at Aldridge's. So.
What a weird thing to steal.
Yeah, that's... unless they're really sweet mailbox, yeah. But still, I mean, you steal one, you want to steal another one?
I've got the bug. More mailboxes.
Yeah, I need more. Need more. Do appreciate the Park County Sheriff's Office for today's Police Blotter Report.